Nice, beautiful, sunny day. Hi, this is Ralph in Alaska. And this is the Ralph Winterroad Show with Ralph Winterroad, True Seeker of the Far North. And I've got a guest should be coming on here in a second, Greg Pound out of Florida, with child custody. Has he called in yet? Okay. Well, he's fighting an issue that is that's all over America. I had a call this morning here in Alaska, and this it sounds so unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know how they get away with it. A man had touched the head of a child a couple times, just kind of thumping very lightly to get his attention. And child custody investigated that, and they found that that wasn't any domestic violence thing, hoo-ha, right? And next thing you know, the divorced father remarries, and he files in to get custody. And they come out and take the child because the other man that's living with his former wife had thumped the, not hard, just the child on top of his head to get his attention. I find that just unbelievable. And, of course, it's Judge Cutler out of Palmer. And she's just unbelievable to be in the front of. And I mean, argument. There's nothing. And what do? They get around and they take the child. And then these people that go into these courtrooms try to put the facts before the judge, not realizing that the judge has contracted behind the scenes with the CSSD or the Office of Child Services, whichever flavor of kidnapping entity that you happen to be involved with, to make money. It's just unbelievable. And to sit there and if you try to watch some of this stuff, I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's in the land of Oz. And the judge doesn't disclose that her decisions are bought and paid for. She is bound by contract. The court system is bound by contract for performance, which is scrutinized by an agency in Alaska. It's usually the Region 10 Social Security section out of Seattle, out of Washington. Imagine having a judge that is bought and paid for performance. The public safety people are bound by contract. They get paid to go out and do this. The child enforcement people, they get paid to go do this. They don't have a job unless they perpetuate kidnapping children. Of course, there's always some children, obviously, that need to be, that have abusive parents. But this is put in the hands of people that are flunkies, their employees. They exercise no sovereignty of the state, of any of the several states, because they hold no public office, have no public oath, have no bond. And then when you get up to the adoption side, these people that are all on contract for money, the United States costs $4,000 a head. Okay? Yeah, Greg, are you there?
Hey, Ralph.
Well, good. Why don't you just a brief description here? We got some short segment in the first half. Give us a brief description of what it is and what actually got it started and how many children are involved in Florida.
Well, Ralph, it was it's 2004. It was August 3rd, our daughter got accidentally someone else's dog. And in the process, Department of Children and Family in Florida here came out and took kids. They took our four children from us. And
we're going to break here, Greg. So hold that thought, and we'll be right back after break.
I found wellness company online, this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps purify indoor. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, back to the site and ordered their Soleil natural cleaning products, all made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning product wonderfully has no scent. This company has so many products family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's SoayWellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one or another, and solar efficiency will be your key to a better future. And solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for less than you'd expect. This portable can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power to your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com. Free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and the new solar-powered generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. And that's 39773073 on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to beautiful Oz Mountains. Hot Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bolsh and Mountain Home on Bolsh Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Brandt music shows and Silver City is accented perfectly by many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Hot Creek Resort for it all. Whether you're staying weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resort is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Well, we're back from break and have
Greg
Pound. I'm Greg Pound, yes, from Florida, and he's on the telephone with me here. And Greg, you said that your daughter had bitten by a dog, and why don't you start from there?
Okay. And what happened in the process of our daughter getting bit, my wife called 911. I wasn't home. My other three children weren't here. And what they did is we didn't – at one time, if you would have told us that DCF took someone's kid, we would have just said, well, they were worried. They had some kind of problem with them. There was wrong. No matter what they say and so forth. And now we're experiencing firsthand as we try to explain to people in America what's happening to family and children here in the state of Florida and throughout the country. People just won't hear it. But it happened over an accident of someone else's dog biting one of our children. I wasn't home. My other three kids here. Now they've had our kids for 2.5 years, and they're refusing to give our kids back. Now we don't smoke, we don't drink, we don't do drugs. We've never abused, abandoned our kids. We have no prior history. Basically, the girl who started our case, Megan Gallagher, was arrested for falsifying 26 cases prior to our case. You can go to St. Pete Times, to the archives, and look at 2004, December 10th, and read about it. That was our case, Megan Gallagher. Now, they brought us our kids with lice in their hair, ringworm on their face, diaper rash so bad. Daughter's skin, Luana's skin was peeling off her. My one daughter, Hannah, she only is 35 pounds. My son had no cavities. None of our children had any. Now my son has big cavities. But they're all making money. Now, what happens is that Ralph happened to have heard me on another station, and he called trying to put some light on what's going on here. For 2.5 years, if a family doesn't smoke for drugs, done everything in the case plan, but we still cannot get our kids back. And it's to the place now where we had another baby, 2006, February 4th, and they came out trying to get this baby. My wife has, she said she's not giving up. They're not getting any more of our kids, so she's in hiding. They got a warrant out for her, pickup order for my wife, trying to take our newborn baby from us, a little baby boy. We named him Moses. And now my wife has been hunting for a year and 3 months. We've been stuck now, and I'm here trying to get our children. And we went through an unbelievable thing that we just don't understand what's going on. I mean, to have the attorney take all our money, I mean, and for us to go to court, do everything they tell us to do, and we still I see my children 2 hours a month. They put me in a parenting class where this is what they need to teach my kids at 5 years old. Now, this, listen to the buildup of this. It says everyone has sexual thoughts and fantasies, and having them is normal. There are different types of caring homes, backgrounds, and that no single type is the only possible one. About non-stereotype gender roles, the basic facts about AIDS, that sexual identity includes sexual orientation, lesbian, gay, straight, and bisexual. And I said, listen, I said, we can't be teaching this stuff to our kids, but this is Planned Parenthood in Florida. This is the pin class they put us in, Planned Parenthood of Southeast Central Florida Company. So what happens is there is a goal. The strength of America is our families, not our armies and our police departments. It's our families. And they're destroying our families. We put together a website called FreeOurKids.com. If you're hearing this program, I would just ask to go to the website and watch FreeOurKids.com and see what's going on for this federal grant money that they're getting through what Ralph has explained to me to be cooperative grants that's us to Tallahassee, the capital, to get these grants between the judicial and the executive branch, which are supposed to be separation of powers, but they come together and they work together to get this cooperative agreement money.
When you were in the courtroom, did they disclose the court that they all have private agreements behind the scenes to make money?
I've never heard that in my whole life until I talked with you. I mean, we tried to figure out, I mean, they've taken all our money. We've got $10,000 on credit card for lawyers, and they've run through. I mean, they've got my wife in America hiding like a rat with her baby. I mean, I just can't believe it. We don't smoke. We don't drink. We don't drugs. Never done anything.
Is the real core issue of this just cause of the one incident of a child had accident being bitten by a dog, then therefore that is the means with which you have put all your children in harm's way? Is that the basis of what
you
they're doing?
You can go to St. Pete Times and read it. Type in dog bite.
No, but is that not what they're doing?
That's
because
exactly
of that
it.
Dog bite, then therefore all your children have been taken away.
That's right. I see my kids.
How many kids?
We have children. They got four in the custody. And my wife has been hiding with our baby.
And how? And what's the sex of the wife?
Well, Hannah's 7, Isaiah is 5 and a half, and then I have 2 girls, and then the baby is a boy. And I have Joanne and Susanna.
And how old are they?
Hannah is 7, Isaiah is 5 and a half, Joanna is, she's 4, Susanna is, she's just about getting ready to turn 3. They're all getting ready to change. And then baby Moses is 1 year, 2 months.
Send them to public school, or do you?
No. That's a big thing. In the case plan, these are the requirements of the case plan. My wife has to get a job. The kids have to be in there or the public school. We were going to homeschool our children through what's called the ATI, the Advanced Training Institute, that a guy by the name of Bill Gott has throughout the country. It's just a homeschooling accountability system in order to prepare our children to be the leaders of the next generation, in order to educate them, protect them from the evil of this world so they can be clean vessels that God can use in order to be a light unto a dark world. And our children have been so abused. They made a big idea. We don't have a television. That's our choice. But they came and said, these people don't have a television. Our children now watch television 12 hours a day. They're in daycare from 6 in the morning till 6 at night until the public schools. Now they're in the public schools. They've been sick. They've been to the doctors over 100 times. Can you imagine your little kids? Our children were healthy, and they've taken out. They've been to the doctors over 100 times documented. And this is what we call Medicaid fraud. In the state of Florida, with all these sick people here, the older people here, they're all making money. The court providers are making money. My children are going to psychiatrists now. My children are going to all these appointments, going to this appointment, that appointment. They've been to the doctor so many times, we just can't believe it. We've seen our kids. We filed motion after motion documenting what are they bring us, our kids running these high fever, sick. I mean, it's just totally insane.
Well, you were telling me here that they have a Senate Bill 2030 that's in the judiciary now on adoption in Florida.
Right.
And what were you saying about haven't been able to find it, but you said there was some sort of reward or compensation to people within the state or for the state if they had children?
Anyone that works for the state would get $10,000 per child adopted. Then they also free medical, free college education. And it's an incentive program in order to get people to adopt the children. Now, this is the attorney that we had. Now, this is coming in. I've been going up to Tallahassee while they're in session trying to get the issues. Past week, it's taken me. I drove up Tallahassee, 5 hours drive me from where I'm at in St. Petersburg up to Tallahassee. So when I get up there, they have a bill that's going through by Senator Rich. And what happens is that we want adoption before parents' rights are terminated. They're going to terminate my rights. They've already terminated my wife's rights. They're trying to terminate my rights here on May 15th, to terminate my rights to my kids, and I want a trial by jury. I said, I mean, the Constitution of the state of Florida and the Constitution of the United States gives every citizen to a right of a trial by jury. Now, if I had a dispute for $20, Ralph, we could get a jury based on a $20 dispute. But they're going to take my four kids, and they're refusing to grant me my right to a trial by jury. I can bring citizens before to hear this crazy thing that it was an accident, stated by the sheriff's department it was an accident, stated by the person who owned the dog. They accept full responsibility for the dog problem. And we, at this point in time, we don't have our children. Our children have been separated from us for 2.5 years.
So one little teen accident, and children have accidents. I guarantee you, you can raise a child with that accident. So they take that one accident, and all of a sudden, you put all of your children into the forces of Florida so they can do whatever they want with them.
What happens is what it drives people to. If you see all the families they're doing this to, we're not the only family. I'm in Pinellas County where Terry Shriver was starved to death. I'm in a lawless court system. These people are vicious. You watch the website, and you watch how a 9-year-old boy was taken from his mother. The father died of cancer. She had seven. She took four of her kids and put them in foster care. This boy at 9 years old was put in a drug house, and he will tell you, told the case manager he was there for 3 years. They handcuffed the boy to a bed. They stabbed him. They burned him. They beat him up. He refused to go in to break into those houses while they were not at home. While they were out, and these boys were out breaking into houses, money for these drug people. And he's his case manager. He documents who the case manager was in Pinellas County, documents who all the people were in the whole program. I mean, he remembers us. He's 12 years old now, and you can was unbelievable document.
Has anybody ever been yet?
No.
Yeah, so it's, I was just looking. Now, why would they want to be involved in the adoption thing? I'm looking just at one of the statutes down there at 63.90.097. And by the way, you can go to the flsenate.gov. And I can pull up this bill. Here is one of the reasons. It says approval of the court is not required until the total amounts permitted under subsection 2 exceed $5,000 in legal or other fees, so the lawyer can run up a $1,000 fee, so he's out of, he can get on the system here and make up to $5,000 per child. $800 in court costs, they don't have to do anything. $5,000 in other reasonable living or medical expenses. So the obvious question is, people are not going to work themselves out of a job. You've got a guaranteed source of income. It's about money. And I looked into the cooperative. It's mandated. We're going to expect, so we'll be back in a minute.
Medical plan documents has the answer. Reimbursement arrangement, HRA, business owners, managers. Find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell us to visit coredocs.com now. This new HR plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using documents HRA concept. Core Docs is the nation's primary source affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 15 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for documents or see at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, document, plural, .com.
In 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climate world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America, prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants, wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world in overwhelming size, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-175. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing for the events in the future? In the future, we know will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer of all Amish-built cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stoves, nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that that give you a might burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to stay washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves, we have the perfect product to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, send a free copy of newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stovemore offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web. Visit us at www.stovesmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
We're from break here, and I've got Blake Pound out of Florida, and he's got four of his children. He's been kidnapped. He had a daughter that accidentally got bit by a dog, and therefore that made his wife bad parents. And they have taken the children, got them in the system, and what I just look at, and now this is again is right out of the Florida stats. This is the 63.097. If you got your care expenses, social services, agency, facility, administrative costs, and it says right in there, $5,000 in legal or other fees, and nobody checks, up to $800 before the courts to get involved, $5,000 in reasonable or necessary living and medical expenses. The foster care and medical, if you just send a deal with the dentist, hey, let's say dentist, they got up till you run up to $5,000 court, and he says, hoo-ha, go get it, do it in. It's all about money. I mean, you read those cooperative agreements, it says right in, Greg, how long did it take us to find out where your cooperative agreement was? How many people are, how long did we stay on the phone?
I believe I would never got them myself, Ralph, because I just didn't have knowledge of the persistence, knowing what I was talking about. And so it was me and you together on a three-way phone line here working with this guy. And he said he's going to send it and send it and send it.
Yeah, but we made all kinds of phone calls because nobody knew anything about this. We finally find in the Department of Revenue, it mirrors the one in Ohio. It says right in, and it's a contract, folks, called a cooperative agreement, and it's mandate. It's not discretionary. And down there, they do the sheriff's department with the Department of Revenue. They do it with the clerk of the court. And it says explicitly in there that the judge's decision is going to be scrutinized by somebody else during an audit. And if they don't like what he's doing, they're going to penalize everybody for money. It also says explicitly in there that everybody is to do the goal of this contract, make sure that we get all of the federal monies that we can get. Let's say one thing about the object of providing anything about children, family, nothing. It's all money. It says so right in the dang contract. These people are out there for contract. Now, imagine, I was in business, in telephone business. Imagine I get hooked up and I could have an unlimited amount of money, just go over and say, yeah, I'll provide up to $5,000 services. Hey, I will put Johnny on the spot. Foster care person says, oh, hey, if I send somebody, could we work out something here? Oh, you bet. So the person, the kids are going to be going to doctors, there's going to be lawyers involved because everybody has a cash cow. Nobody is going to stop cash cow.
Well, let me ask you from my perspective as a Christian. Then what I'm hearing you say is that what needs to be attacked is these people, their theology or their thinking on, I mean, when Christ said, take him, beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the thing he possesses. So these people have been convinced a lie that whoever dies with the most toys wins. And because, I mean, if they can go out with children, it's like, I mean, I've got my phone ringing off the hook because of this website called FreeOurKids.com. To the degree where people call me from all over the country. And what happens is that we're being raped of our kids for money. And I'm saying it's being done by those I need suggestions on what in the world, how can this be stopped? To watch these little children, to watch these families, to watch these young couples, people who cannot defend themselves or don't have the funding, if they're receiving $150,000 for every child they've been serving here in the state of Florida, there's no way I can pay an attorney to defend against a large amount of money. I mean, they got $1,200,000 for having our kids for 1 year. They've had them now for 2.5 years. And this federal money that they're getting in order to have our kids. And so I'm just saying how am I supposed to compete with something like that? I mean,
that's the whole idea. They've got it set up that there's no way to win. And after break, I'm going to get into some of the solutions here of what people can do with Greg here. And if anybody wants to call in, you're welcome to join in the conversation here. And I got to get the number up here again. I should have it up, but it's 800. Looker, on the web page, it's a little slow today, but anyway, 800-313-943.
Yeah.
And if you got anyone to join in the conversation, after when the break, because we're coming up on break here shortly, I'm going to go over some things that the real solutions, the things that need to be done by people. And the problem is us, folks. It's us. The church has sold out. The pastors have sold out. We've sold out. And I'm going to go into it when we get after the break so I can continue the thought. But, Greg, when you went up to Tallahassee, did any of the senators or representatives want to help you?
Well, they know me now because I've been there long enough. I've gone to every senator's office, to the representatives. I stand out there with my sign, FreeOurKids.com. When you watch the site and you see the power website, the documentation and how it was put together, of people standing out there crying for their kids, saying, listen, I've done everything, and they still won't give me my kids back, and just begging for their children. And it's just so sad to see the state that we have become as a people. We're killing them, and it's being for money. And it's just really sad. I mean, it's just sad situation. I was thinking how I was reading in the I'll wait for this in the Declaration of Independence, and I'll share something out of that.
We're ready to go to break, so we'll be back, and then we'll get into some real suggestive solutions for this, and we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the Bull Shoals and Ten Home on Bull Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fish, water, recreation of all types. The excitement nearby brands and music shows and Silver Dollar Sea is accented perfectly by the many attractions located in the heart of the Oz. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resort offers it all. Whether you're staying for the week or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued additional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com. Call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay 100% of your mortgage and other as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com. Call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMyHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
I looked into several. This one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this week.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, down.
Good idea. MoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe you can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Well, we're back from break here, and I have Greg Pound from Florida that's had his children kidnapped because of a dog bite, one accident, and from there he hasn't seen his children hardly ever, 2 hours a month now?
Right.
And you've been to the legislature in Tallahassee, Florida, and nobody wants to help you.
Just sad. I mean, I talked to Senator Storm, who's the senator in Tampa. She told me to get a hold of the what organization is that usually defends the criminals?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that'd be a waste of time. They're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I want to get into some real solutions. One is about where the people, and then the other is expose what the system is. And I want to read, because this is, I can't improve on it. It's very succinct. And this is a statement by Chief Justice Marshall, and it's quoted in O'Donohue versus United States, 289 U.S. 516, 1933. And I'm just going to read it. It's unbelievable. It's right on point. As Chief Justice Marshall, in the course of the debates of the Virginia State Convention of 1829-1830, used the following strong and frequently quoted language. And this is his quote. The judicial department comes home in its effects to every man's fireside. It passes on his property, his reputation, his life, his all. It is not to the last degree important that he should be rendered perfectly and completely independent, with nothing to influence or control him but God and his conscience. I have always thought from my earliest youth till now that the greatest scourge an angry heaven ever inflicted upon an ungrateful and a sinning people was an ignorant, a corrupt, or a dependent judiciary. In a very early period of our history, it is said, in words as true today as they were then, that if they, the people, value and wish to preserve their constitution, they ought never to surrender the independence of their judges, end quote. And this is what has exactly happened in that courtroom. The judges are bought and paid for. They're not independent. And they're working for money. The root of all evil is money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And that's what they're doing in there. And yeah. Everybody is by contract to make money.
You can see it.
But you have the contracts now out of Florida to prove it. How much did they make in your county last year? Any idea?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Well, I can tell you what. In 2005, on the Internet, $20 billion, that's with a B, billion-dollar industry. And for every dollar collected, they get five back. Now, to put that in perspective, that's 611 ton, which is in excess of 25 semi-loads of money going down the road. It's about money.
Yeah.
They're controlling us about money. Now, Greg and I were on a Christian talk show with a pastor, and I don't know the name, but I could not believe
Sanders,
it.
Sanders, I believe it was Pastor Sanders that talked.
Pastor Sanders. Okay, well, he has in one area one solution, and the solution is that his church absolutely is not a 501c3. It does not contract with Caesar, with the government. He said you can't be a church and be independent and contract with a 501c3, which is absolutely true, because if you do, you can't talk about, you can't get involved in politics. They've got, so the pastors, the head of the church, can't talk about these political issues. They'll lose their standing. So you can't contract with Caesar if you're going to have a church. He said, and it's a great idea, because he said if this was happening in his area, you get the church people to go down there and fill the courtroom and ticket the place. The other issue is that the first thing is to get a church and the Christian people to not sign up with the 501c3. Then once you get the church and the pastor free of Caesar, the next step is to get the people free of Caesar. You cannot sign up as a registered voter to be a citizen of the United States, because when you've done that, you've done exactly the same thing as the church does. You've taken on a corporate, been clothed with a corporate entity, affection in law, and you have agreed that Congress is the source of all your rights. Now, the Creator is the source of everyone's right, period. No collar, no anything in our country. When all of our inalienable rights come from the Creator, and you cannot sign a contract with Caesar, i.e., and have Congress grant you all these privileges and immunities, because that's what we're reaping today. We're being destroyed from within because we unknowingly and unwittingly have signed up with government, Congress, to provide us all of these benefits. And, of course, the court has ruled if you got the benefit, you can't bitch. Quit taking the benefit. So therein is one of the solutions is for the people to get churches in their area, get the church free of Caesar, and then they by themselves need to get shed of being registered voters. Cannot complain that if you want to sign up and you're actually, when you go in to vote for these people unwittingly and unknowingly, when you sign up to registered vote, you're voting for who you want to represent you to hand down your rights. You've waived, when you sign up with the registered voters, you've waived all of your inalienable rights. And what in reality what you've done, you've waived your birthright. You've sold your birthright.
Do you mind if I ask you a question at that point?
Sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say the Christians didn't vote, but all the homosexuals did, and you've got a bunch of perverts running for office, and they're going to vote all these people in that's going to pass laws that's going to allow them to adopt children, to molest them, and use them for sex, and all this other stuff like we've got here in Florida. I mean, I've always was under the influence. You have to vote people in who are going to represent the people. And,
now, okay, here's the answer to your question. You just got ahead of me. You were thinking, which is good, because the next step is for the people that are not registered voters that know what a citizen of the United States is. And by the way, it's on the Internet, Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. Congress grants you to do everything, the right to contract, to own property, to do everything. And you want to have the same rights as the white citizens. Now, if that's not a racist statement, I'd like to know what is. But the solution to your answer to your question, Greg, is to go after the Division of Elections and say, I am not a citizen of the United States, and here's what it is, and tell me it's not so. And if you want to redefine it, tell me, because this is Congress's stuff, and it's called conclusive and legal evidence because it's a public document, and you have no say-so. Now, we demand elections for the citizens of the several states. We want to get back to our proper status, and we want to have elections for us. People. And in Florida, you would be a citizen of Florida, lowercase c, citizen of Florida. Where are the elections for your sovereign country known as one of the several states, as part of the union? Where are elections for citizens of, for a citizen of Florida? They don't exist today. And that is the next solution, because otherwise, if we sit back, these people, obviously, because what they're doing is they're looking at us just like cattle, because if we don't vote, that's the catch-22. You go vote, and what you're doing is you're surrendering, you're waiving by contract to Caesar. And there's no solution because you've given a full power of attorney to your legislature and to Congress. So it's like a no-win situation. Well, we have to find out who we are, get our birthright back, understand it, and explain it. And that's one of the things I'm working on writing up and to put out is so that people can explain it black and white. It's their documents. It's not made up. Back it up with a very, very few court decisions of the Supreme Court of the United States, which is law of the land. But people don't, people do not understand that these people are all bought and paid for. They just keep going in and pounding their head against the same thing. You go to court, you bring more facts in, and the judge rules against you. What do you do?
Well, that's what we're trying. We brought in 20 witnesses. I mean, it's just been a mockery. I mean, it's just been a mockery of justice.
But there is no justice because that court is demon. That basically what you've entered there, you've entered into the gates of hell. That's what you've done. And you don't know. And you go to the devil and say, hey, I'm not supposed to be in hell. He says, but you're in hell. But we're not going to tell you that. This is what we do down here, folks. We steal kids. We do all sorts of things. We force belief systems of gay rights and homosexuality and all those things upon your children.
Yep.
We don't leave it up to you to rear your children to your belief system. Oh, no, we can't do it. We don't do that in hell.
Okay. Well, you know, it's so sad. You know, they say 90% of the children taken into foster care are molested. Here in the state of Florida, this comes from the Department of Children and Family in the state of Florida, and there's 574 children missing from that agency. The parents ain't got them, and this agency doesn't have them. They don't know where they're at. 574 missing children. You can call at this number if you want to verify that. Just 850-410-8543. You can call it to Tallahassee, the Department of Children and Family, and ask them. And you know what they're going to ask you? Are you a news reporter? If you are, they're going to put you on hold. You're not going to come back. Just call them and ask them. How many children are missing in the state of Florida? They don't know where they're at.
Now, they actually had them into the foster care program, and now they're missing?
Yeah, Yeah, I've got the document right before me. I'm reading
that,
it.
What's that number again?
The number is 580-410-8543.
Well, you know, it's just unbelievable. If we will allow other people's children to be kidnapped, to be put into these foster care because they are feeding the pedophiles, the sexual abusers, if we will allow that to our neighbor's children, what does that say about us?
Well, you know, it tells me it's a judgment on the men. You look at the last verse in the book of Malachi. Yahweh says he's going to judge the men that allow the children who are not protecting their wives and their children. Our families are being exposed to destruction, and the men are doing nothing about it. The men are out there getting more and more. And look at how fat these guys are. Here in Florida, they all look like pregnant men. I look at them and say, listen, you guys, you've got so much. The Hebrew word for a whore is one who cannot be satisfied. And the Bible says our sin nature, our flesh, cannot be satisfied. We can never have enough sex. We can never have enough money. We never enough pleasure. We just cannot have enough. And if we don't wake up and say, listen, this is taking me right into hell, and it's taking everybody along with them. I mean, their families, their kids. It says, as goes the father, so goes the family. And the men in America have sold themselves out to the lie that having their possessions are possessing them. They don't possess their possessions. As they now they're being controlled and they just cannot get enough. And I see
how many people do you know in your county that this has happened to? Any idea?
In my county?
Yeah. Do you know that you've talked to?
Oh, it's just hundreds. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's just they just go out and just keep picking them up. See, they've got us so divided. We're so divided now as a people in a nation. They've got Mexicans, blacks, whites. It doesn't matter. They're just out there. And I'm documenting it. When you watch the video called FreeOurKids.com, and you watch the documentation, you'll see firsthand. The big thing they're picking on now is single mothers, women that have been separated from their husbands. I mean, they're coming in, and you watch these mothers, these single women, young women, older women, they're coming in and they're yanking their kid from them, and they have no one to defend them. They emotionally can't deal with it. It's like, for instance, I mean, this thing of coming in and just kidnapping people's kids, usually people just snap. They end up putting them on drugs. They got them going to this, what they call direction for mental health. I mean, they're putting everybody. I mean, it's totally unbelievable what they're doing here.
How much money do you think this has cost you to this point?
Oh, it's been literally thousands of dollars. What they do is they find out. I found out the attorneys find out your Social Security number. They find out those of your in-laws, those in your family, and they all start pitching in their money. They start hiring lawyers and doing this and doing that, and it just goes on and on and on. I mean, we hired this one lawyer named Stacy Plummer. She was working with Judge Fleming and the state attorneys, and she was supposed to be the best one around here. We hired this woman. She took our money and done nothing for us. Now, it was probably 2 months ago she was shot in the head. She was adopting three kids where she was getting all this money for adopting these kids. But she ended up getting shot in the head she divorced her husband and moved in this other guy. And she ended up getting shot in the head. And you can read about that in the St. Pete Times.
How much money did you end up paying her?
Oh, we gave her $3,000 was just a
retainer.
Yeah, a retainer. She went to court 1 hour. And after she came out of court, she said, what it is she came out and she tried to persuade us to enter into what is called a case plan, a contract with the state. We said, my wife said, we're not doing that. She said, and I could see that, I mean, we didn't do anything. I mean, I wasn't home. My other three kids weren't here. Someone else's dog. This case plan had 72 goals. And if we didn't accomplish those goals, and one of them was to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual, if we were to sign that contract and we didn't do everything they told us to do with those 72 goals in that contract, we would have lost our kids. And that was the why. I mean, I didn't understand it then. But see, what happens, my wife just had that intuition. She said, no, don't sign it. And so we're sitting in there, and I said, no, there's no way. So what happens is that, I mean, we wanted our kids back. They take your kids, you do anything to get your kids back. We've been now in this battle for 2.5 years, and they're going to terminate my rights. They've terminated my wife's rights. Neither one of us smoke, drink, or do drugs. We live in a 4-bedroom house, 2 baths. We live clean. I mean, we're respectable people. We work hard. I mean, they have nothing on us. I mean, there's no reason for them to have our kids, and yet we can't get our kids back.
So what's really going on in Florida, and actually it's going on all over, is we have Congress, we have the legislature, we have the sheriff's department, we have the police, these child custody people, they're all involved in white slavery, or it's not white, but just in slavery, white and any other color, they don't care, and they're kidnapping kids. And they're doing it for money, and then they resell them out for money. And then we got all these leeches hanging on, like I just read out of there, for any time they grab one of these children. Anybody that can attach on to that as a lawyer or as a medical provider or as a foster
right.
home, you can go up to $5,000. You got a $5,000 get out of credit card. You just go use it. So the lawyers, I mean, my golly, I mean, why? Why would you go looking for work if you got a you have an absolute 8 hour a day billing or whatever else you can pad your billing on?
And you got hundreds of kids, hundreds of them.
Yeah, I mean, and the bottom line is, like the contracts say, it's all about making money. They're all bought and paid for, and they're all in on it. Kidnapping, slavery, and they're selling kids. I mean, I kind of thought we supposedly got away from slavery back in the Civil War. Of course, all they did then was move the Negroes out of being under the Southern plantation owners to being under Congress. And that was so good. Well, we're going to break, and we'll be back for the last segment.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Well, we're back for the last segment, and I have a guest here, Greg Pound, out of Florida. Got 4 children, been kidnapped, and they're getting ready to auction them off. That's it, folks. They're getting ready to sell his children. There's no other way to say it. They're going to sell them for money. I cannot imagine why America is not up in arms. We have, you go into the court building, everybody in there is bought and paid for to deal in kidnapping children and selling them for money. And all of the people that are in there all have contracts so that everybody makes money. And the contracts do not say one word about what's best for the child or the children. And then they turn around and they take what Greg Pound has brought up. They do it in Alaska. I've said in it, these people that are all in it for the money do not even allow a trial by jury for property, children. It's all done by people that are all bought and paid for. There's no trial by jury. You can't get any true facts into the thing. The law is irrelevant, and the facts are irrelevant.
You know, Ralph, let me read this to you. After you told me about those cooperative agreements, and I got the documentation, I seen what they're doing, I called the attorney's office, I mean the judge's office, I told him a little bit about what I thought about this stuff about using children for money. Now listen to this letter I received this morning. It says, "Be advised that henceforth any communication by you with my office shall be in writing with copies of the same being provided to Judy Goldsman Esquire, William Mayhew Esquire, Safe Children Coalition, Merle Olson Esquire, Susan William Esquire." These are four attorneys that are working with our case. We've got attorneys for the kids, attorneys for my wife, attorneys for me. They got all these attorneys. Four attorneys being paid over a dog bite, an accidental dog bite. I called these people and said, listen, you've had my kid for 2.5 years, and you're just using us for money. I mean, you know, you said you tried to figure out what in the world is going on. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, we're law-abiding citizens. We don't smoke. We don't drink. We don't do drugs. We have no prior history. They've got our kids, won't give us our kids back.
Well, you're in a select class. So you're in a select, number one, if you're Christian. Number two, if you want to homeschool your children. That's two basic strikes against you. You're right up there with the terrorists. We have to eliminate you from this country. So one of the good ways that we can eliminate you is we take your children so that the next generation doesn't see this happening, because they're going to go over and brainwash your children.
Well, you know what I think, Ralph? I think if the men do not start fasting and praying, humbling themselves before God, it says in 2 Corinthians 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will heal their land.
Well, I'll tell you what I think it's going to take. Is the bottom line is David didn't get Goliath by sitting on his rump. He got out there and he fought, but he fought on the right side, a righteous fight.
Exactly.
And the people don't know what's going on. I mean, why are people not up in arms? They're buying and selling children and getting paid for it.
Well, Ralph, I'll be honest with you. Before this happened, I was ignorant to the Constitution. I was ignorant to my rights. I was just one of these American people just working every day and going on about things. And I was totally naive to what was really happening in our system until this happened.
Well, it looks like, Greg, I thank you for coming on the show here, and I wish you luck, and we'll be in touch. And I hear the music, so show's over. And tune in Monday if you want to hear some real truth. And it's Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, JusBelli.com, if you want to get some information, something emailed. And we'll see you Monday.